Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Martinez. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. And now, play ball. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzger moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is walked intentionally. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. one out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive towards the mound. Wilson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. 1 out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer strikes out. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. 2 outs. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to second. 2 outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cesar Cedeño is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeño is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeño hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cranepool moves to third. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett juggles the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Edwards is walked intentionally. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosger. Wilson reaches second base with a double. May scores. Edwards scores. Helms goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn is hit by the pitch. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosger who is chasing the ball. Metzger reaches third base with a triple. Wilson scores. Wynn goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Astros. Hank Webb now pitching. Jerry Grote now catching. Cesar Cedeño is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Metzger scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Astros. Cesar Cedeño is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeño is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeño hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Watson moves to second. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watson scores. Rader moves to second. It's 9-0, Astros. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Gallagher now playing right field. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Staub reaches second base with a double. Milan moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milan scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Astros. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. It's 9-2, Astros. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Hank Webb. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Gosger moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. George Stone now pitching. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallagher for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Metzger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Milan fields it and throws to Crane Poole, who tags Cedeno for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 9, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.